Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Nun Vav. In Amr Beis, when the Gemara is explaining why the Anshei Yericha were matir to use the Anafim of Hektish, that belong to Hektish, of a Charova and a Shikma. So the Gemara says, towards the top, Matirim Gamziyo Shel Hektish Shel Charova Shel Shikma. Amr, they said the following, Avay say, Nu La Yekdishu Elo Kairos. Our fathers were only Maktish, the Kairos, the actual Shri itself. Anu natir gamzia shel hektish shel charova shel shikma. We will be matir even the branches of hektish that belong to hektish of a charov and a shikma tree. And the Gemara explains over gidulin haboyin laachem mikan askinon. Their machlekes is regarding a machlekes in mesechtas meila between tanayim about gidulin, things that grow after the hektish. Besavri lo kamanda armar ein meila by gidulin. They hold like the manda armar the anchi yirichai. Who will matter the Gamziyah is held like the man the Omar that says Ein Me'ilu Begidulin Rabbanan Savri Nehide Me'ilu Leka. Although there's no Me'ilu Isura Miya Ika, there's still going to be an Isser. Now there's a Machlekes we shine in why is there no Me'ilu by Gidulin. The Rashbam and Tosfos and Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis both say the following, that the Kinyan that would be necessary to be Kine these Anafim is the Kinyan Chatzar. Chatzar is Mishum Yad, and Ein Yad LaHektish. That is what the Rashbam and Tosfos both say. The Ramban, over there, and it's explained by the Ran and the Ritva and other Rishonim, say that, no, Hektish could be Kaina. I don't need Kinyan Chatzar to be Kaina Gidulin. However, there's no Me'ila only on something that had a Kedushas Peh, that was Hukdash B'Peh through a person. If it didn't have a Kedusha B'Peh, the Kedusha came B'Me'ela, like over here, that it grew on its own, then there can't be Me'ila. So it comes out 2 points. Point number one is the Machlekes, if Bechlal, these branches are Mamen Hektish, Tosfos and the Rashbam both hold that they're not Mamen Hektish, because the only way they can become Mamen Hektish is through the Kinyan Chatzar, and there's no Kinyan Chatzar by Hektish. Point number two is the Machlekes, if you have to have Kedushas Peh for Me'ila. Tosfos seems to say that you would have to have, they don't have to have Kedushas Peh for Me'ila. And the only reason why there's no Me'ila is because there's no Kinyan Chatzar, it's not Mamen Hektish. Besides for that, if not for that, then there would be Me'ila, even though there's no Kedushas Peh. Ramban holds that you have to have Kedushas Peh for Me'ila. On both of these Nekudas, there is an extensive discussion. In many Achronim, a good place to begin would be the Tzoyis in Simen Reish, and from there, you could expand to many different discussions that discuss these points, how they hold up in different places in Shas. But one important nekuda, which is relevant to our sugya, is Reb Shach and Avi Ezvi in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Hey Halacha Vav. So he brings down both of these shittas, and then he says that there's a Minchas Baruch in Simen Lamed that wants to bring a raya to Tosfos and the Rashbam from our sugya. What's the raya? Our Gemara says, like we've been discussing, that the Anshei Yerichai would take the Gamziyah Shel Hektish. These are nothing. Even though they belong to Hektish, they would take them because they held there was no Me'ila. But what happened to plain old Gezel? Why aren't you stealing from Hektish? So the Minchas Baruch says that according to Tosfos and the Rashbam that say that Ein Me'ila BeHektish is because there's no Kinyan Chatzar, so these Gidulin do not belong to Hektish at all. They're not only not in a situation where you could have Me'ila, they're not Mamon Hektish at all. Only according to the Ramban that says that even though Hektish is Zeuche in the Chatzar, so it's Mamon Hektish, there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila because there was no Kedusha Bepeh. So the Minchas Baruch says that Al Gemara should be a Raya to Tosfos and the Rashbam. And it's a Kasha on the Ramban. Now, as a Maimer HaMusker, Reb Shach holds that it's a question on Tosfos also, because he says that Tosfos B'Yisoid agrees to the Ramban. That's a separate discussion that the Achronim discuss with the Tosfos say Hashita. But let's go, like we started, that there's a fundamental machlekes why Ein Me'ila B'Gidule Hektish. Tosfos says because the Gidulin do not belong to Hektish at all because there's no Kinyan Chatzar. And the Ramban says because there's no Kedushas Peh. So according to the Ramban, what's the pshat that if it belongs to Hektish, the Anshei Yericha could take Baman Hektish? Why isn't it plain Gezel Hektish? So Reb Shach says, Ke'es Nira B'Yishav Hadavar, that the Gamziyos that the Anshei Yericha took were things that Ein B'nei Adam Makpidin Aleyen. V'chol HaReitzah Litol Neitlon. Reb Shach says that there was no Chashivos, There's no gezel on these anafim because they have no chashivas at all, and there's no gezel. And he says, I have a raya, because Rashi in the Mishnah, and daf nun hey amud beis, in Dibur HaMaschil Matir and Gamziah, says the following, that once every 7 years they would cut this charuv and the shikma, and it would regrow, and they would cut it. Must be that they weren't makbid on this, and there's no gezel. Something that is cut so infrequently, and you only cut it once every 7 years, and it regrows, there can't be gezel. That's why the Ramban is going to hold that even though it belonged to Hektish, there was no Isser Gezel, and the Anshi Yericha were allowed to take it. Have a wonderful day.